Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Cobray. I pastor a church called the Rock Church and World Outreach Center in Southern California.
Dulur-dulur abdi teh Jim Cobray, abdi ngagembalakeun di hiji gereja anu disebut Gereja Batu Karang, sareng pusat ngajangkau dunia di California Kidul.
We're going to be talking about an altar call in this next session, so welcome and I hope you enjoy it.
Urang baris ngabahas ngeunaan panyaur altar dina sesi ieu, wilujeng sumping abdi miharep saderek ngan.
Before we go any further, let's talk about what an altar call is.
Katacan urang ngalengkah langkung tebih naon hiji panyaur altar.
In the early churches, they had a place where people would come up and kneel before the Lord, and it was called the altar.
Di gereja mimiti manehna ngadamel hiji tempat di mana jalmi-jalmi maju ka payun, sujud di payunan pangeran ieu
altar. An altar in the Bible is a place where God met up with man and man met up with God.
Hiji altar dina Alkitab teh tempat nalika Allah patepang sareng manusia, manusia patepang sareng Allah.
So what we've been doing, at least in America, we call it an altar call.
Janten naon anu ku urang dilakukeun sakurang-kurangna di Amerika urang nyebutna panyaur altar.
An altar call calls people forward to give them to give God their heart and their life.
Iki panyaur altar nyaur jalma-jalma pikeun maju sarta nyanggakeun hate sareng kahirupanna ka Allah.
It calls people to make a statement, I want to be and I want to give God all of my heart and life to be born again.
Panyaur altar nyaur jalmi-jalmi pikeun ngadamel hiji pernyataan, abdi hoyong masihkeun sagemblengna hate sareng hirup abdi pikeun dilahirkeun deui.
We need to understand how important this is. At times we think it's not important.
Urang prayogi terang pentingna ieu, kadang-kadang urang mikir ieu teu penting.
But it's very important to the growth of your church.
Nanging ieu teu penting pisan pikeun tumuhna gereja.
And it'll bring pleasure to God's heart.
Sarta ieu baris nyenangkeun manehna Allah.
In our country,
di negara abdi,
we have sort of lost the heart of altar calls.
Rupina abdi parantos kalengitan inti panyaur altar.
We got into the routine of doing church.
Abdi kajebak dina rutinitas kegiatan gereja.
Having services.
Ngayakeun kebaktian-kebaktian.
Singing songs.
Ngawihkeun lagu.
Preaching a little bit from the word.
Ngotbahkeun sakedik pangandikan.
And a lot of people would get up.
Sarta seueur jeung baris
nanti. After the church is over.
Saatosna kabaktian rengse.
And they would leave.
Manehna baris indi.
And they really weren't saved.
Saenyana teu acan disalametkeun.
What a tragedy.
Hiji tragedi.
Well, I want to tell you a little background.
Abdi bade masihan terang kasang tukangna.
I don't want to brag to you.
Abdi moal sombong kasaderek.
That's not the reason for me saying what I'm saying.
Lain alasan pikeun abdi nyarios naon anu ku abdi.
But the background will help you to understand why it's important.
Nanging kasang tukang baris nulungan sadek ngartos kunaon ieu penting.
For you and I as church leaders,
pikeun sadayak sareng abdi salaku pamimpin-pamimpin
gereja. To do our job.
Pikeun ngalakukeun padahal
urang. The Lord would have us to do.
Kucara pangeran urang ngalakukeun.
There was a time when I really believed I was nothing more than a pastor teacher.
Aya hiji waktu nalika abdi leres-leres percaya abdi teu langkung tibatan saurang pendeta.
I never really thought of myself as someone who could win someone to the Lord.
Saresna abdi teu pernah mikir yen abdi bisa menangkeun jalmi sanes pikeun pangeran.
I'm probably the only person in the world that went to Africa and preached many times.
Abdi hiji-hijina jalmi di dunia ieu anu angkat ka Afrika sareng roman khotbah.
I would ask people if they wanted to get saved.
Abdi ngaras jalmi-jalmi hamarehna ngaker sadi salametkeun.
And no one got saved.
Sareng teu aya saurang oge disalametkeun.
They loved the teaching.
Maneh naras pengajaran.
But no one got saved.
Nanging teu saurang oge disalametkeun.
And in Africa, they have such tender hearts.
Di Afrika maneh gaduh hate anu sakitu tulus.
Probably some of the most wonderful people on the planet.
Sababaraha ti jalma-jalma anu pangluar biasa na di planet ieu.
Everyone that would go there would get lots of people saved.
Unggal jalma anu kadinya baris ninga seueur jalmi disalametkeun.
But I couldn't get anybody saved.
Tapi teu saurang oge disalametkeun.
I remember when I came back from Africa one trip.
Abdi emut waktu uih di Afrika saatos ngayakeun hiji perjalanan.
I knew I was to build a church here in Southern California.
Abdi terang abdi tos ngawangun hiji gereja di dieu di California Kidul.
And I started like anybody else to build a church.
Mimiti 200 atawa 300 jalmi di gereja.
We got to about 200 or maybe 300 people in the church.
Abdi ngahontal 200 atawa 300 jalmi di gereja.
And it seemed to stagnate.
Ika tinggalina mandek.
It seemed to stop growing.
Teu tumuwuh.
My wife, who is very spiritually in tune,
pun bojo anu rohani dongkap ka abdi,
came to me
sauna,
and she said, I think you should give an altar call.
Saenang adamel panyaur altar.
At the end of your services, you should invite people to get saved.
Dina akhir kabaktian ngulem jalmi-jalmi pikeun disalametkeun.
It might be that there's someone in this room that's not saved.
Panginten aya saurang di ruangan ieu anu tacan salamet.
And like most men, you know, we don't want to listen to our wives.
Saperti lolobana lalaki teu daek ngadangu pamajikanna.
I sort of argued with her.
Abdi debat sareng anjeunna.
I told her, listen, I'm a teacher, I'm a pastor, but I can't win people to the Lord.
Dengkeun abdi teh guru pandeta tapi teu bisa mawa jiwa pikeun Gusti.
Like most wives, she kept after me.
Saperti sareng istri anjeunna ngajaga abdi.
You know, just maybe like your wife, she instead of going after you, she's gotten down on her knees and started to pray.
Saderek terang seperti istri saderek tibatan milu manehna leuwih hade sidiku ngawitan ngadoa.
And then God started speaking to my heart.
Allah ngawitan nyarios ka hate abdi.
And I said I'd go ahead and give an altar call at the end of the service.
Abdi baris maju sarta nyieun panyaur altar dina
akhir. There was only about 60 or 80 people in the church.
Aya 60 teu kada 80 jalmi di gereja.
I thought I knew them all.
Abdi kenal maranehna.
Well, surely I thought to myself, they must be saved. They've got a Bible. They're listening to me preach. They sing the songs. They come to church.
Abdi nyaros ka diri, manehna tos disalametkeun nyenak Alkitab ngadongkeun khotbah, pupujian ka gereja.
Wouldn't you think they were saved?
Nah, hatu sadar pikir manehna tos salamet?
Well, I did too.
Tah, abdi
I gave an altar call and surely no one got saved.
Abdi ngakan hiji panyaur altar yakin teu saurang oge baris di.
Not only did no one get saved, it was depressing at the end of the service.
Teu aya nu disalametkeun, ngabalukakeun depresi dina akhir kabaktian.
After all, I just preached and taught the word of God.
Abdi khotbah sarta ngajarkeun pangadi ka Allah.
It was an exciting message.
Hiji pasan nu narik.
And now I'm going to give an altar call and no one responds.
Abdi ngalakukeun panyaur altar tapi teu aya
ngarepan. It was like someone threw a cold wet blanket on the service.
Seperti ngaluangkeun simbut baseuh ka kabaktian.
And everybody left almost depressed.
Jalmi angkat hampir katekan.
The next week I told my wife.
Minggu saterusna abdi masih antarang ka pun bojo.
I'm not giving an altar call.
Abdi moal ngalakukeun
panyaur altar. I'm not doing that again.
Moal ngalakukeun deui.
But somehow in my heart she kept praying.
Tapi dina hate anjeunna teras ngadoa.
And God was dealing with my heart.
Allah nuju nangani hate abdi.
Time and time again I would give an altar call.
Teras-terasan abdi ngalakukeun panyaur altar.
And no one would get saved.
Teu aya saurang geus disalametkeun.
Then finally.
Saterusna.
Months later.
Sabara bulan ti harita.
Someone got saved.
Saurang disalametkeun.
And I experienced one of the greatest excitements.
Abdi ngalaman kagumbiran paling ageung.
Of my life at that time.
Dina kahayupan abdi waktu harita.
I felt complete.
Abdi ngarasa lengkap.
I felt like I really did something as a pastor.
Ngarasa ngalakukeun hiji hal salaku pandeta.
I went a couple of more weeks and no one got saved.
Neruskeun 2 minggu tapi teu aya nu disalametkeun.
And then finally someone else got saved.
Aya saurang disalametkeun.
Then 2 or 3.
Saterusna 2 sampai ka 3.
Then 5 or 10.
5 sampai 10.
What an excitement at the end of the service.
Mata gembira di akhir kabaktian.
Now the people come in.
Aina jalmi-jalmi
dongpa. They hear the music.
Ngadongkeun gamelan.
They sing the song.
Ngawihkeun lagu pujian.
They hear the word of God.
Ngadongkeun pangadi ka Allah.
How it applies to their life.
Kumaha narapkeun kana kahirupanna.
And then they see people get saved.
Ningali jalmi-jalmi diselametkeun.
What an exciting church.
Hiji gereja nu narik.
We no longer have 200 or 300, but we have a membership of over 17,000 people now.
Anggota gereja lain 200 atau 300. Tapi 17
I found out something.
Abdi mendakan hiji hal.
People who win souls.
Jalmi-jalmi nu ngaengkeun jiwa.
Have great churches.
Ngagaduhan gereja ageung.
I want to share with you what God shared with me about my altar call.
Abdi hoyong ngabagikeun ka saderek ku Allah dipastikeun ieu ka abdi ngeunaan
prayer altar. There was actually something that he told me.
Aya hiji hal ku anjeunna dipastikeun ka abdi.
To say to the people.
Pikeun nyarios ka jalmi-jalmi.
Because there's 3 types of people sitting in all of our congregations.
Aya 3 jenis jalmi nu calik di jemaah.
The Bible tells us there's those that are very knowledgeable about God.
Alkitab masihan terang aya jalmi-jalmi nu terang pisan
ngaranana. There are those that are saved are not knowledgeable about God.
Aya nu disalametkeun kumaha teu ngagaduhan ilmu
ngaranana. And there are people that are not saved.
Terang aya nu teu acan disalametkeun.
And I guarantee to you.
Abdi ngajamin saderek.
That in your church services.
Yang di kabaktian-kabaktian saderek.
There's the same 3 types of people.
Aya 3 jenis jalmi nu sami.
And what you have to do as a pastor.
Kadah ku saderek dilakukeun
salah pandeta. Is you have to minister to those that are very knowledgeable.
Saderek kadah ngalayanan aranjeunna.
Those that are not very knowledgeable.
Nu teu acan ngartos pisan.
And then you have to go get those that are not saved.
Angkat kaingkeun nu teu acan salamet.
And a good aggressive altar call.
Hiji panyor altar nu sae sareng agresif.
At the end of a service.
Dina akhir kabaktian.
Is like icing on a cake.
Seperti hiasan dina kue.
There's a flavor to your service.
Aya rasa dina kabaktian sadere.
There's an excitement in your service.
Kagumbiraan dina kabaktian sadere.
That brings the people back.
Nyandak jalmi-jalmi pikeun balik deui.
And builds the house of God.
Sareng ngawangun bumi Allah.
Which every one of us want to be done.
Di mana setiap orang hoyong ngalakukeun?
When I was talking to God about how to give a good altar call.
Waktos abdi nyaris ka Allah ku mangalakukeun panyaur altar.
He showed me the heart of the people that sit in the congregation.
Anjeunna nunjukkeun hate jalmi-jalmi nu calik di jamaah.
Many of the people think of themselves as Christians.
Seur jalmi-jalmi nu ngemut aranjeunna teh urang Kristen.
Especially in America.
Utamina Amerika.
They feel like they're saved.
Maranehna tos salamet.
But the problem with it is, can you be a real Christian because you think you're a Christian?
Masalahna saderek jadi urang Kristen sajati, saderek pikir saderek urang Kristen.
Or can you be a real Christian because you feel like you're a Christian?
Saderek jadi Kristen sajati, ngarasa yang saderek.
Does your feelings get you to heaven?
Nah, perasaan-perasaan saderek teh ka sawarga.
So God helped me.
Janten Allah nulungan abdi.
As God will help you.
Kapertas Allah bakal nulungan
saderek. To design an altar call.
Ngarancang hiji panyaur altar.
That will touch the heart.
Nyentuh kana hate.
Of the people sitting in your services.
Jalmi-jalmi nu calik dina kabaktian
sabaktian. And they will come to the altar.
Arengjeunna bakal dongkap ka
altar. And give all of their heart and all of their life.
Masrahkeun hate jeung hirupna.
To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ka Gusti jeung Juru Salamet Yesus Kristus.
I start off by saying these words.
Abdi ngawitan ngucapkeun.
It's kind of fascinating because it's real important that you start off with these words.
Ieu narik lantaran bener-bener penting saderek ngawitan ku kecap-kecap ieu.
You see, I wanted to ask them a question.
Abdi ngajukeun hiji pertanyaan karantina.
Here was the question that I would ask.
Ieu pertanyaanna.
What makes you think you're going to heaven?
Naon nu ngadamel saderek ngemut yen saderek bakal ka sawarga?
What makes you think you're okay with God?
Naon nu ngadamel saderek ngemut yen saderek sae sareng Allah?
I want to ask you a question, I tell the people.
Abdi bade ngajukeun hiji pertanyaan ka saderek masih antara jalmi.
And I want you to answer the question in your heart.
Saderek ngajawab pertanyaan ieu dina hate.
Then I say to them, no one will know but you and God.
Satarasna abdi nyarios ka aranjeunna saderek sareng Allah nu terang.
And I say, but be honest with yourself.
Saur abdi sing jujur ka dirinya lira.
And certainly be honest with God.
Tos pasti jujur ka Allah.
Because he really already knows.
Kumarga aranjeunna teras leres
parang. And I ask them this question.
Abdi ngajukeun pertanyaan
ieu. Here's the question I say.
Ieu patarosanna.
You know the Bible tells us to check ourselves out.
Alkitab masihan terang pikeun mariksa diri saderek.
That you need to examine yourself.
Saderek pariksa diri saderek.
So let's examine ourselves.
Hayu mariksa diri urang.
And I encourage them to answer this question.
Abdi ngadorong pikeun ngajawab pertanyaan eta.
If you were to walk out of this building.
Upama saderek ngalangkah kaluar ti
gedung. Walk across the parking lot.
Ngalangkungan lapangan parkir.
And your heart stopped.
Jantung saderek lere.
And when I say that, I clap my hands and I'll tell you why in a moment.
Waktos abdi nyaris kitu abdi nepuk panangan. Abdi masih antarang ka saderek margina.
The reason for that. God.
Iya alasanna.
God showed me the reason.
Allah nunjukkan alasannya.
So the question is, if you walk across the parking lot and your heart stops and you died, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell?
Jadi pertanyaannya, upama saderek ngalangkung lapangan parkir jantung naliren, saderek maut, nah saderek ka sawarga atau ka neraka?
All across the auditorium.
Sadaya jalmi di aula.
You can see people's heads start to bow.
Ngawitan tungkul.
Because they're really not sure if they died in the next few moments if they'd go to heaven or hell.
Lantaran henteu yakin mun maranehna maot dina sabara menit maha ka sawarga atawa ka neraka.
So I say to them, let's check you out.
Jadi abdi nyarios ka aranjeunna.
I don't know what their answer is.
Abdi teterang naon jawaban saderek.
People in front of you don't know what your answer is.
Jalmi di payuneun saderek teterang jawabanna.
The people behind you don't know what your answer is.
Kitu deui nu ditukangeun.
Only you and God.
Mung saderek sareng Allah.
And your answer has a lot to say about where you're at.
Jawaban saderek nangtukeun di mana saderek aya.
Let's talk about your answer.
Hayu ngobrolkeun jawaban saderek.
Some of you said, Pastor Jim, I think I'm going to go to heaven because I'm a good person.
Sabeberapa urang di antara saderek nyarios Pendeta Jim, abdi bakal ka sawarga, abdi jalmi sae.
Most people think they're going to make it to heaven and have eternal life because they're good.
Lobang nu ngemot aranjeuna bakal ka sawarga ngagaduan hirup langgeng lantaran aranjeuna.
Then I say to them, the problem with that is that nowhere in the Bible can you go to heaven or have eternal life because you're good.
Saur abdi, masalahna di Alkitab sama sekali henteu nyebutkeun bisa ka sawarga boga hirup nu langgeng lantaran sadaya.
The Bible doesn't say you can go to heaven and have eternal life because you're good.
Alkitab henteu nyereskeun sadek tiasa ka sawarga sareng hirup langgeng lantaran sadaya.
So someone needs to love you enough and respect you enough and honor you enough to tell you the truth.
Jadi kudu aya nu mikanya sareng hormat sareng ngahargaan saderek pikeun masih antarang bebeneran.
So I tell them, I love you enough, respect you enough and honor you enough to tell you the truth.
Jadi abdi masih antarang kamaranehna, abdi mikanya hormat sareng ngahargaan ka saderek pikeun masih antarang bebeneran.
You see, I'm starting to relate with them now.
Saderek terang abdi ngawitan ngahubungkeun ayeuna.
I say some of you answered the question with this answer.
Saur abdi sabara urang di antara sadek ngajawab pertanyaan ku jawab
dia. I think if I died, Pastor Jim, I would go to heaven.
Emutan abdi saupama abdi maut pendeta Jim abdi bakal ka sawarga.
But then I say to them, did you know that nowhere in the Bible does it say you can think your way into heaven?
Abdi nyarios, nah sadek terang yen Alkitab sama sekali teu nyebutkeun pikiran teh jalan nuju ka sawarga.
You're not going to make it.
Moal bisa ka sawarga.
Somebody needs to love you to tell you the truth.
Kada aya nu mikanya ka saderek pikeun masih antarang bebeneran.
Then the next thing I will say to them is something like this.
Hal ieu anu bakal dicarioskeun.
Some of you answered and said that you're going to go to heaven because you love God.
Sabara urang ngajawab sareng nyareos yen saderek bakal ka sawarga lantaran mikanya ka
Allah. Listen, nowhere in the Bible does it say you get to go to heaven because you love God.
Daungkeun Alkitab sama sekali teu nyebutkeun saderek ka sawarga lantaran mikanya ka
Allah. No, it's not in the Bible, I tell them. In fact, if you're going to get to heaven, I say, don't you think you should get there God's way?
Buktina saupama bade ka sawarga, nah henteu sakadahna sadere ka sawarga ngalangkuan jalan Allah.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Saur Yesus, kami teh jalan ka ayahtian jeung hirup.
And that no man goes to the Father.
Moal aya saurang oge nu karama.
Except by me.
Mun henteu ngaliwatan kami.
So if you're going to get to heaven,
jadi saupama sadere hayang ka
sawarga. And if I'm going to get to heaven.
Kitu deui abdi.
I'm going to have to get there God's way.
Abdi kedah dugi ka dinya ku jalan Allah.
So what I'm really doing is
jadi naon nu ku
sabenerna. I'm really overcoming their objections.
Abdi leres-leres ngukuran kaabatan-kaabatanna.
So I will go on and overcome some more of their objections.
Jadi abdi teras sareng bakal ngukuran sababaraha alasanna.
This is how people think.
Tingali naon nu dipikirkeun ku jalan.
So what happens is I ask the next question.
Jadi naon nu kajadian nyaeta abdi ngajukeun pertanyaan.
Some of you say that you are going to heaven because your mother and father told you that you are a Christian.
Sababaraha di antara nyeureuskeun bakal ka sawarga lantaran ibu ramana masih terang yen maranehna teh saurang Kristen.
Did you know that nowhere in the Bible does it say you get to go to heaven because your mother and father tell you you're a Christian?
Saderek terang Alkitab sama sekali teu nyebutkeun saderek ka sawarga sabab ibu rama saderek masih terang saderek teh urang Kristen.
It's not in the Bible.
Ieu teh aya dina Alkitab.
Some of you think you're going to the heaven because you went to catechism classes or Sunday school or Sabbath school classes.
Sababaraha ngemut bakal ka sawarga lantaran ngiring kelas katesesi sakola Minggu atawa nepi kelas Sabat.
You know, those are the classes as a child your parents took you to.
Saderek terang etama kelas-kelas di mana sepuh saderek nyana kadinya waktu saderek
alit. Maybe you think you're going to heaven because you have a cross or a St. Christopher around your neck.
Panginten emutan saderek bakal ka sawarga lantaran gaduh salib Santo Kristoporus di netenggak.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say your mom and dad can tell you you're a Christian makes you a Christian.
Alkitab sama sekali teu nyebutkeun yen upama ibu rama saderek masih antarang yen saderek urang Kristen ngajadikeun
saderek. Nowhere in the Bible it says if you wear religious jewelry around your neck you get to go to heaven.
Alkitab sama sekali teu nyebutkeun saderek nganggo perhiasan agamawi di tengah saderek ka sawarga.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say because you went to those classes as a child that you're a Christian.
Alkitab sama sekali teu nyebutkeun lantaran saderek lebet ka kelas-kelas eta waktu alit saderek jadi urang Kristen.
I tell them remember this if you're going to get to heaven.
Abdi masih antarang sing emut ieu upama saderek hoyong ka sawarga.
You're going to have to get there God's way.
Saderek ka sawarga ngalangkungan jalan Allah.
Some of you think you're going to heaven because you joined a church.
Sababaraha ngemut bakal ka sawarga lantaran tos gabung di gereja.
You worked in the church as an usher.
Saderek ngalayanan di gereja nu nampi tamu.
Or sang in the choir.
Nu ngawih dina rampak sekar.
I say to them, nowhere in the Bible does it say you can go to church, sing in the choir, work as an usher and be saved.
Abdi nyarios, Alkitab teu nyebutkeun yen saderek ka gereja ngawih dina rampak sekar nampu tamu salamet.
That's not the proof of your salvation.
Ieu sanes bukti kasalametan saderek.
Then I say to them, I get the privilege of going around the world.
Abdi nyarios, abdi ngainkan hak istimewa pikan kasak
kuliah dunia. Winning tens of thousands of people to the Lord.
Ngainkan puluhan jalmi pikan Gusti Yesus.
Did you know that I would go to hell if I wasn't saved the right way?
Nah, saderek terang umpama abdi bakal ka neraka. Atawa henteu disalametkeun ku jalan nu bener.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say I get to go to heaven because I preach the gospel or win people to the Lord.
Alkitab teu nyebutkeun abdi ka sawarga lantaran ngabewarakeun Injil ngainkan jiwa kanggo Gusti Yesus.
Jesus said these words.
Yesus ngucapkeun kecap-kecap ieu.
We're going to do things his way.
Urang bakal ngalakukeun nurutkeun jalanna.
He comes to a man by the name of Nicodemus.
Anjeunna pendak sareng Nikodemus.
In John the 3rd chapter.
Dina Yohanes pasal 3.
And he says to Nicodemus.
Saurna ka Nikodemus.
You must be born again.
Maneh kudu dilahirkeun deui.
A lot of people have a strange idea what born again people look like.
Seueur jalmi ngagaduhan ide nu aneh nu dilahirkeun deui
sapakeun. Born again people act like.
Jalmi-jalmi nu dilahirkeun deui tindakanna saperti kumaha.
But Jesus said that.
Nanging saur Yesus.
You must be born again.
Maneh kudu dilahirkeun deui.
Then I tell them that most people that attend American churches.
Tatarasna abdi masihan terang. Seseueurna jalmi nu datang ka gereja.
Don't really know what born again means.
Teu bener-bener ngarti nu dimaksud ka dilahirkeun deui.
They think just coming to church is going to get them to heaven.
Pikirna mun ka gereja bakal ka sawarga.
Or being a nice person or a good person.
Jadi jalmi nu nyenangkeun jalmi.
Or their parents baptizing them or christening them when they were a baby.
Sepuna ngabaptiskeun, ngeristankeun waktu masih kebayi kene.
None of that's in the Bible.
Teu aya hiji oge dina Alkitab ngeunaan hal ieu.
Jesus comes to a man by the name of Nicodemus.
Yesus pendak sareng Nikodemus.
Why is it recorded in the scripture?
Kunaan ieu dicatat dina Alkitab?
Well, because Nicodemus was probably better than all of us.
Tah lantaran Nikodemus langkung tibatan urang sadayana.
In his lifestyle.
Dina cara hirupna.
In his actions.
Padamelan-padamelana.
He was a keeper of the law.
Anjeunna taat kana hukum.
Memorized the scripture.
Ngapakeun pangandika.
Quoted the scripture.
Nyutat pangandika.
Debated the scripture.
Ngalakukeun debat pangandika.
How many of you have done this? Sang the scripture?
Sabaraha seueur di antara saderek parantos ngalakukeun ieu?
I mean, this Nicodemus, he's a pretty good guy.
Maksud abdi Nikodemus saurang
jalmi. I would have thought Jesus would have come to Nicodemus.
Emutan abdi Yesus bakal mendakan Nikodemus.
And patted him on the back.
Sarang nepak pundukna.
Saying, good job, Nicodemus.
Nyarios saya pisah Nikodemus.
Well, heaven's waiting for you.
Sawarga nungguan maneh.
Heaven is excited about you coming.
Sawarga gembira ku kadatangan maneh.
After all, he's such a good guy.
Kumaha oge anjeunna teh modal jalmi.
But he doesn't.
Tapi anjeunna
teh ngalakukeun. He comes to Nicodemus and he says, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Nantana dongkap ka Nikodemus, sona Nikodemus maneh kudu dilahirkeun deui.
In other words, you're going to have to do something besides being a good guy.
Ku kecap sajen maneh kudu ngalakukeun hiji hal salian jadi jalma sade.
I guess the question now is to find out what does born again mean. Let me explain it to you.
Perkiraan abdi pertanyaan milari terang naon arti dilahirkeun deui, ijinan abdi
ngajelaskeun. From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible.
Tingawitan dugi ka akhir Alkitab.
Born again means that you have given God all of your heart and all of your life.
Dilahirkeun deui hartosna saderek masrahkeun ka Allah sagemblengna hate sareng kahirupan.
That's what God's always been after.
Eta anu salamina dipilari ku Allah.
To be born again.
Dilahirkeun deui.
Is to give God.
Eta pasrah ka Allah.
All of my heart and all of my life.
Sagemblengna hate sarta kahirupan abdi.
That's what born again means.
Eta harti dilahirkeun deui.
That choice is mine.
Pilihan eta aya di abdi.
Then I tell them that choice is yours.
Abdi masihan terang pilihan eta aya di saderek.
No one can make the choice for you.
Da aya saurang oge nu ngalakukeun pilihan
eta aya di saderek. You must choose to give.
Saderek kedah milih kanggo masihan ka.
Jesus Christ.
Yesus Kristus.
All of your heart.
Sagemblengna hate.
And all of your life.
Sadaya kahirupan saderek.
Did you know that it's an all or nothing relationship I tell them?
Saderek terang ieu hubungan sadaya tamah henteu abdi masihan
terang. And then I quote out of Revelation.
Tatarasna abdi nyutat kitab Wahyu.
I say in the book of Revelation.
Saur abdi dina Wahyu.
Jesus himself speaks.
Yesus nyalira nyarios.
And he says, when I come back soon.
Upama kami datang deui.
I better find you hot or cold.
Leuwih hade maneh kapanggih panas atawa tiis.
Because if I find you lukewarm.
Lantaran mun kapanggih haneut
kuku. I will vomit you from my mouth.
Kami bakal ngutahkeun maneh tina sungut kami.
Now, I want you to know that's a harsh statement.
Jadi saderek terang ieu teh hiji pernyataan
kasar.
That's
a tough statement.
Pernyataan nu kasar.
But it's a true statement.
Tapi pernyataan nu bener.
What did Jesus really just say?
Naon nu ku Yesus dicarioskeun?
He said people who call themselves Christians.
Yen urang Kristen nu nyebut dirina Kristen.
That are lukewarm.
Haneut kuku.
Are not real Christians at all.
Lain urang Kristen sajati.
They're going to get vomited from the mouth of Jesus.
Manehna bakal diutahkeun deui dina lambe Yesus.
So Jesus is looking for someone like you and me that excited and giving him all of our heart and all of our life.
Yesus milari saurang saperti saderek sareng abdi nu sumanget masikeun ka anjeunna sagemblang harte sareng
kahirupan. And today God has brought you into this house.
Ayeuna dinten ieu Allah parantos nyandak saderek ka
bumi. This is a divine appointment.
Ieu teh pertemuan ilahi.
You and God meeting up.
Saderek sareng Allah.
So you that once and for all.
Dugi ka saderek sakali dugi ka salamina. Tiasa masihan ka Yesus Kristus sagemblengna hate.
And all of your life.
Sadaya kahirupan saderek. Dilahirkeun deui.
Denying hell.
Nolak neraka.
And going to heaven.
Bakal lebet ka sawarga.
Without that,
tanpa eta,
you're just not saved.
Saderek moal diselamatkeun.
You have head knowledge.
Saderek ngagaduhan elmu penting.
Maybe even someone came and told you that if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God,
mungkin aya nu datang masihan terang upama saderek percaya yan Yesus teh putra
Allah. That makes you a Christian.
Eta nu ngajadikeun saderek
jantan. But did you know the devil in the Bible believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
Nah, saderek terang iblis dina Alkitab percaya Yesus teh putra.
Did you know that demons believe in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God?
Nah, saderek terang yan dina Alkitab roh jahat percaya Yesus putra Allah.
They're not Christians.
Marana
they have Christian. Head knowledge.
Marana na boga
ilmu penting. They have mental acknowledgement.
Ngaku secara mental.
At least in America.
Sakurang-kurangna di Amerika.
We all know who Jesus is.
Urang sadaya terang saha Yesus.
We celebrate Christmas.
Ngarayakeun Natal.
We know about the baby in the manger.
Terang bayi di palungan.
We celebrate Easter.
Oge ngarayakeun Paskah.
We know about the resurrection of the Christ.
Terang kana kabangkitan Yesus.
But is that what God's looking for?
Nah, eta nu dipirari ku Allah.
Head knowledge about who Jesus is?
Ilmu penting ngan saha Yesus.
And will head knowledge get you to heaven?
Nah, ilmu penting nyalak sadere ka sawarga.
Or is it about your heart?
Ieu ngeunaan hate saderek.
It's always been about your heart.
Ieu ngeunaan hate saderek.
And your heart belongs to you.
Hate saderek milik saderek.
You're going to have to give Jesus Christ
saderek kedah masalahkeun neraka Yesus Kristus sagembleng hate.
And all of your life.
Sadaya kahirupan.
He said.
Dawuhna.
You must be born again.
Maneh kudu dilahirkeun deui.
I didn't say that.
Abdi teu nyarekeun hate.
The church isn't saying that.
Gereja oge.
Religious leaders aren't saying that.
Para pamimpin oge henteu.
Jesus Christ says.
Yesus Kristus ngadawuh.
You must be born again.
Maneh kudu dilahirkeun deui.
I find at this point.
Abdi mendakan dina poin ieu.
That when people hear this.
Nyaeta waktu jalmi-jalmi dugi ka dia. Marane ngawitan mikir.
About where they're at with God.
Ngeunaan di mana marane sareng Allah.
They start to examine themselves.
Ngawitan mariksa dirina.
They start to see themselves as people who know who God is in their head.
Ningali dirina salaku jalmi anu teterang saha Allah
dina hatena. But really haven't given God all of their heart.
Sabenerna teu masikeun hatena sagemblengna.
And given God all of their life.
Masalahkeun kahirupan.
And without that you can't be saved.
Tanpa eta saderek moal bisa diselamatkeun.
So I say to them at this point.
Jadi abdi nyarios ka aranjeun hate
sia. Let's get right today with God.
Hayu dibenerkeun dinten ieu.
You've got to give God all of your heart.
Saderek masrahkeun hate sagemblengna.
You've got to give him all of your life.
Saderek kahirupan.
Let's do it Jesus' way.
Hayu lakukeun nurutkeun cara Yesus.
Let's don't do it man's way.
Ulah nurutkeun cara manusia.
Let's don't do it religion's way.
Ulah nurutkeun cara agama.
Let's don't perform some ceremony or some ritual.
Ulah ningalikeun sababaraha upacara atawa ritual.
None of that'll get you to heaven.
Henteu aya hiji oge nu nyandak ka sawarga.
This is about your heart.
Ieu ngeunaan hate sadere.
Jesus said,
dawuhan Yesus,
if you confess me before men,
upama maneh ngaku di hadapan manusia,
I'll confess you before my Father.
Kami ngaku maraneh di hadapan Rama.
But if you deny me,
tapi mun maraneh nolak
I'll deny you.
Kami oge nolak maraneh.
And then I say to them,
satarasna abdi nyarios
ka aranjeunna.
Waktu harita,
I will count to three.
Abdi bakal ngetang dugi ka tilu.
I'll count like this. One.
Abdi ngalakukeun ke hiji.
Two.
Dua.
Three.
Tilu.
And then I'll clap my hands together.
Satarasna abdi keprok.
Now remember, they've already heard the hand clap.
Emut aranjeunna tos ngadangu keprokan pandangan sadar.
It gets their attention again.
Ia tarik, narik perhatian
aranjeunna. It wakes up those that are half asleep.
Ngagugahkeun aranjeunna nu nundutan.
Because I need their attention.
Kumargi abdi meryogikan perhatian.
For them to give God all of their heart.
Supaya masihkan hati segembleng Allah.
And to give God all of their life.
Masarahkan sadar kahirupanah.
So when I count to three.
Jadi waktu abdi ngetang
dikati. Pop my hands together.
Sarang keprok.
You raise your hand.
Angkat panang sadar.
Remember what Jesus said.
Sing emut naun ku Yesus.
Jesus said if you confess me before men.
Yesus nyarios lamun saderek ngaku di hareup manusia.
I'll confess you before my Father.
Kami bakal ngaku di payuna
Rama. But he goes on to say if you deny me.
Satarasna nyarios lamun
manusia. I will deny you.
Kami bakal nolak.
So therefore, when you hear my hands pop together and you know you need to get your hand up.
Jadi lantaran eta saderek ngadangu abdi keprok, saderek terang kedah ngangkat panangan.
You just let your hand go up.
Kadrek mong perlu ngangkat pandangan.
Now I'm going to overcome another objection here.
Tah, abdi bade ngengkulan ka abotan nu sanesna.
The objection is that I can't raise my hand, I feel embarrassed.
Ka abotanna nyaeta yen abdi henteu ngangkat pandangan kumargi isin.
So I cover the base.
Jadi abdi ngungkulan masalah eta?
Some of you are saying I say to them.
Sabaraha di antara sadaya kunjung nyarios saur abdi
sanes. Pastor Jim, you want me to raise my hand?
Pandeta Jim, bapa hoyong abdi ngangkat pandangan.
I feel embarrassed.
Abdi teu isin.
I say to them, yes, you might be.
Saur abdi, laras panginten sadaya isin.
Think about it.
Tapi emut.
Isn't it better to be embarrassed for a moment?
Mal isin mun sakedap.
Than to be in hell forever and ever and ever and ever?
Tibatan di neraka pikeun salalamina, salalamina, salalamina.
Come on, no one's that stupid, I say.
Hayu, abdi teh sabodo eta.
But the devil thinks you are.
Tapi pikiran iblis
ada sabodo.
And he's
trying to talk you out of raising your hand right now.
Manehna usaha nyarita supaya ulah ngangkat pandangan.
You know who Jesus is in your head.
Saderek terang saha Yesus di otak saderek.
You wouldn't be in this church if you didn't know that.
Saderek moal aya di gereja upami teu terang ieu.
You don't have a problem with him being the Son of God.
Henteu ngagaduhan masalah anjeunna jadi putra Allah.
You're not against that.
Henteu nentang hal eta.
You would even wear the cross or the Saint Christopher.
Malihan saderek nganggo salib Santo Kristoforus.
But this is about your heart.
Tapi ieu ngeunaan hate saderek.
Today, will you give him all of your heart?
Dinten ieu naha saderek kersa masarahkeun
sagala hate. Today, will you give him all of your life?
Masarahkeun saderek kahirupan.
Will you make that commitment?
Kersa saderek ada
mah komitmen. It's your call.
Ieu panyaur saderek.
It's your choice.
Ieu pilihan saderek.
So I say to them at this point.
Jadi abdi nyarios pan ieu.
When I count to three.
Waktos abdi ngetang dui ka
tilu. Hold my hands together.
Keprok.
You get your hand up.
Saderek angkat pandangan.
Now I'm going to overcome another objection here.
Ayeuna abdi ngangkat ka abotan.
I'm going to point out who should raise their hand.
Kajelaskeun saha nu sakedahna ngangkat pandangan.
This audience is now thinking everybody else should raise their hand.
Hadirin ayeuna ngemut jalmi sane sakedahna ngangkat pandangan.
Never thinking of themselves.
Lain pikiranna.
I say who this is who should raise their hand.
Abdi nyarios saha nu sakedahna ngangkat pandangan.
If you've been running from God instead of to God most of your life, I'm speaking to you.
Seserna sarek lumpat tibatan datang ka Allah, abdi nyarios ka saderek.
You've never given him all of your heart. I'm speaking to you.
Abdi nyarios ka saderek nu teu masrahkeun hate sagemblengna.
If you've never given him all of your life, I'm speaking to you.
Abdi nyarios ka saderek anu teu pernah masrahkeun hate.
If you're one of those people that are not sure, I'm speaking to you.
Abdi nyarios ka saderek teu yakin.
Maybe you prayed for Jesus Christ to come into your life.
Saderek ngadoa Yesus Kristus lebet kana mana saderek.
In a Billy Graham crusade.
Dina hiji gabungan rohani Billy Graham.
But guess what?
Tapi ele.
Words don't get you into heaven.
Pangandikan teu tiasa nyeunak saderek ka
salata. There's no magical abracadabra formula that you can repeat.
Teu aya jampe sulap teu tiasa dibalikan deui.
That you call a prayer.
Naon nu ku saderek disebut hiji
doa. God hears the words.
Allah ngadang kecap-kecap.
And checks out your heart.
Pariksa hate saderek.
Because your life follows your heart.
Lantaran hirup saderek ngiring kana hate saderek.
And he knows whether you're serious by whether you act it.
Anjeunna terang saderek serius atanapi henteu.
And you really want him.
Saderek meryogikeun anjeunna.
Remember, you're going to give him all of your heart.
Emut saderek masrahkeun hate sagemblengna.
And you're going to give him all of your life.
Bakal masrahkeun sadaya hirup ka mangga.
Then what I do then is I said, now we're ready, let's count.
Nu bakal ku abdi dilakukeun, urang siap ngetang.
And I start to count. One.
Abdi nyawetan ngitung hiji.
I shout two.
Dua.
I shout three.
Tilu.
And I pop my hands together. Bang!
Abdi ngawetan kapal tarik.
The hands start going up all over and I don't just say thank you, thank you, thank you. I say one, two, three, four, five.
Panangan-panangan ngawetan ngangkat. Abdi nyarios hatunuhun, hatunuhun. Saur abdi hiji, dua, tilu, opat, lima.
Because I start to number them.
Kumarki abdi ngawetan ngetang.
And as I number them, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Waktos abdi ngetang 40, 50, 60, 70.
An excitement fills in the house.
Hiji semangat ayah di ruangan eta.
I won't let the people clap.
Abdi teu ngijinkeun jalmi-jalmi keprok.
If they start to clap, I say don't clap.
Apami ngawetan keprok, abdi nyaris ulah.
You're scaring my people away.
Saderek ngadamel sieun jalmi-jalmi abdi.
Keep in mind if the people start to clap.
Sing emot mun jalmi-jalmi ngawetan keprok.
Then the people who should raise their hands will start to clap instead of raising their hands.
Jalmi nu sakedahna ngangkat panangan bakal keprok tibatan ngangkat panangan.
Aren't we sheep that just follow?
Orang teh sanes domba-domba nungiringan.
So I don't let them clap.
Abdi hentengan tepen keprok.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
An excitement builds in the house.
Hiji semangat aya di ruangan eta.
More hands are going up as they see others do it.
Langkung seueur nu ngangkat waktos nu sanes ngalakukeun.
And people get saved.
Jalmi-jalmi disalametkeun.
And then after I count all the numbers and the people are getting saved,
Abdi ngetang sadayana jalmi-jalmi disalamatkeun.
And there is an excitement in the house.
Aya semangat nunggu gembirakeun di ruangan eta.
Then I asked the people to stand.
Sateras nabi tu maros ka
And I encourage the people that raise their hands.
Abdi ngadorong ka nu ngangkat tangan.
Get a hold of their stuff.
Pikeun nyandak barang-barangna.
Get a hold of their Bible.
Alkitabna.
Their coats.
Jas-jasna.
Get a hold of their purses.
Loket-loketna.
Get a hold of a friend.
Rerencangana.
Get out of your seat and come forward.
Kaluar ti kursi saderek maju ka payun.
And what an excitement in the house of God.
Aya kagumbiraan di bumi Allah.
Now I want to tell you about something else. After the people come forward.
Abdi masihan terang sanesna saparantos maju ka payun.
And the people in the audience are cheering.
Hadirin nuju suka bunga.
We line them up in front.
Aranjeuna dibariskeun.
Behind each person.
Di satu kangeuna.
Is what we call SPT.
Naonu ku abdi disebut SPT.
It's a trainer.
Seorang pelatih.
It's someone who's going to work with them.
Nu bakal didama sasarengan.
And help them.
Nu nulungana.
We will lead them in a prayer.
Abdi sadaya mimpin
dina doa. And the whole congregation.
Sadaya jamaah.
Will join in.
Bakal ngagabung.
At that time I have them bow their heads.
Abdi nyuhungkeun sadayana tumungkul.
And I say these words.
Abdi ngucapkeun kecap-kecap ieu.
I ask them to repeat these words.
Nuhungkeun nirukeun kecap-kecap ieu.
Father God.
Allah Rama.
I come to you in the name of Jesus.
Abdi dongkap di lebet nama Yesus.
I give you all of my heart.
Abdi masrahkeun hate sagemblengna.
I give you all of my life.
Masrahkeun kahirupan abdi.
I believe.
Abdi percaya.
That you sent Jesus for me.
Anjeun ngutus Yesus pikeun abdi.
That he died for me.
Anjeun apupus kanggo abdi.
That you raised him from the dead just for me.
Anjeun ngagugahkeun di tina maot.
I believe.
Abdi percaya.
Today and forever.
Dinten ieu dugi ka salamina.
He is my Lord.
Anjeunna teh Gusti abdi.
And is my Savior.
Juru salamet abdi.
I believe.
Abdi percaya.
His blood.
Getihna.
Has washed away my sin.
Parantos ngawasu dosa-dosa abdi.
I receive Jesus now.
Abdi nampi Yesus ayeuna.
Forever.
Salamina.
Thank you, Lord.
Hatur nuhun.
Let it be known.
Sawios terang.
I'm saved.
Abdi salamet.
I'm a Christian.
Abdi seorang
Kristen. I am born again.
Abdi dilahirkeun deui.
I'm alive.
Abdi hirup.
Forevermore.
Langkung dari
Headed
salamina.
For heaven.
Nuju ka sawarga.
Denying hell.
Nolak neraka.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hatur nuhun Yesus.
And everybody claps again.
Satarasna satiap jalmi keprok.
Then I introduce someone who takes them away from the altar.
Abdi ngenalkeun salah seorang nu nyandak ngadian altar.
Into an altar call room.
Ka hiji ruangan panyor altar.
In that room.
Di ruangan eta.
We're going to get their name.
Namina bakal
dicatat. We're going to minister to them.
Anjeunna bakal dilayana.
We're going to have them fill out a card.
Nyuhunkeun supaya ngeusian hiji kartu.
We're going to give them some free literature.
Masih asa babaraha bacaan gratis.
That supports what we have just done.
Nu ngadukung kana parantos dilakukeunna.
They can look it up for themselves in their Bible.
Anjeunna tiasa ningali deui dina Alkitab.
And see that they are really saved.
Ningali yeun bener geus
diselametkeun. Now the problem really starts to get heavy at this point.
Masalahna
What do you do when you have 400-500 people a week saved in your churches?
Nah, nu dilakukan waktu 400-500 jalma diselamatkan di gereja
saderek. How do you follow up on them?
Kumaha saderek nganindak lanjutkan?
How do you even write them a letter?
Malah nyerat serat kanggo aranjeun.
Who writes 300-500 letters a week?
Nu tilu 400-500 per minggu.
Who contacts them?
Saha nu ngahubungana?
Who's going after them?
Saha nu nuturkeuna?
Well, you can't do it yourself.
Saderek mah bisa ngalakukeun
sendiri. You are left with one option.
Saderek masih kagungan hiji pilihan.
You got to train your church.
Kedah ngalatih jemaat.
To become spiritual personal trainers.
Jadi pelatih-pelatih rohani.
An SPT.
Saurang SPT.
Is someone who contacts that individual.
Saurang ngahubungan jalmi eta.
Who just got saved.
Jalmi nu nembe diselamatkeun.
Encourages them.
Nguatkeun anjeunna.
Prays with them.
Ngadoakeunna.
Sets up the time to meet with them.
Mereka waktu panggil ke anjeunna.
Before church services.
Saat acara kebaktian gereja.
They'll meet in the coffee shop.
Pendak di warung kopi.
Buy coffee or tea.
Meser kopi atau teh.
Buy them a hot dog.
Memesarkan roti sosis.
Become a friend to them.
Jadi seorang rerencangan kanggo.
We found that if you have a friend.
Abdi mendakan mensadari ngagaduhan rerencangan.
It's just easy to come back to church.
Gampil kanggo dongkap di ka gereja.
More fun to come back to church.
Matak senang ka gereja deui.
Our job really starts after they get saved.
Pada mah urang mimiti ti anjeunna disalametkeun.
We will work with them.
Didama sareng anjeunna.
Build them.
Ngabina.
Encourage them.
Nguatkeun.
Love them.
Mikanyaan.
Not let them fall through the cracks of the floor.
Henteu ngantepkeun lebet ka salah-salah ubin.
Lost.
ilang.
Going back to where they came from.
Angkat di ke asalna.
You know, their old friends treat them better.
Sadirek terang perlakuan dari rencana lamin langsung.
So they go back and party with their old friends.
Jadi mundur di pesta sarang rencana.
This is when we really start to work.
Iya waktu nak orang awetan di damar.
You know, the Bible says in Ephesians the 4th chapter.
Alkitab nyaraskan di Efesus pasal 4.
Verse number 12.
Ayat 12.
That the people.
Yang jalmi-jalmi.
Are to do the work of the ministry.
Yang gopikan pada malam pelayanan.
Too many people come to church.
Supada serjami dong ke pagreja.
And they listen to the preacher.
Ngadangukeun khotbah.
And they hear the word of God.
Ngadangukeun pangandika
Allah. And they never get an opportunity to do much themselves.
Sepernah aya kasempatan ngalakukeun nyalira.
Spiritual personal trainers.
Para pelatih rohani pribadi.
Are there to help and encourage.
Aya pikeun ulungan sareng warga.
These brand new believers.
Jalma nu enggal percaya.
To keep going on with God.
Supaya teras mapas sareng Allah.
Plant their roots deep.
Bikin melakukan akar nujero.
In the soil of the Lord.
Di tanah Gusti.
So when the winds of life blow.
Jadi waktu angin kehidupan ayat.
Their house doesn't fall over.
Bumi namua runtuh.
But they get to go on with Jesus.
Aranjuna tiasa teras maju sarang Yesus.
I promise you this.
Abdi ngajanjikan sadarek.
If you'll take an aggressive altar call.
Upami sadarek anda menghiji panyar altar.
Serious.
Serius.
Then the people will come and bring their unsaved friends.
Jalmi bakal dongkap sarang yanak rerencangan.
And your church will grow.
Gereja bakal tumbuh.
And it'll grow.
Eta bakal ngembang.
And it'll grow.
Eta bakal ngembang.
And it'll keep on growing.
Eta bakal terus ngembang.
And you will, and God.
Saderek sareng Allah.
Will have to design a method.
Bakal ngarancang hiji cara.
To minister to the masses.
Bikin ngalayanan jalmi seueur.
What a problem.
No masalah.
God knows what to do.
Allah terang nu kedah
dilakukan. Love you guys.
Tanya
God bless
saderek.
You. My friends.
Rencangan. Bye-bye. Wilujeng kantun.